The 3D printer is a machine used for additive manufacturing. In the most common type of printer seen in schools, three-dimensional objects are created by building up thin layers of melted plastic from a roll of filament called fused filament manufacturing, or FFM.
There are a wide variety of machines out there, some enclosed, some open frame, but each with some common safety considerations as well as their own unique concerns. You should take some time to look at the safety manual showing best practices for your machine.
Always ask your teacher what personal protective equipment should be used around your machine. Find out what the safest viewing position will be, and find out what the startup and shutdown procedures are, especially the emergency off button. Also know about accidental burn first aid procedures for your classroom.
The primary safety concerns with all types of 3D printers are high temperatures, moving parts, and possible fumes created when the plastic is melted.
The type of plastic used primarily in 3D printing is PLA. In the past, ABS was used, but it's being disallowed in school settings as it is too toxic.
PLA is a non-petroleum-based plastic. It has a lower melting point and does not produce harmful fumes, but it does not have the strength of ABS.
There are many other printable plastics, with new ones coming out all the time. Before operating any 3D printer, review the Material Safety Data Sheet, or MSDS, for whatever material you are using, and follow all recommended safety precautions, especially regarding fumes and ventilation.
Prior to beginning a print, make sure the print bed is clean and does not have adhesive or material from a previous print.
Some printers have washable print beds. Others may require a fresh layer of blue painter's tape. Make sure printer power is off in all cases before preparing the bed to avoid heat or sudden motions of the extruder head.
Make sure the print bed is in place and ready to go before powering on the printer or attempting to move the extruder carriage. Some printers have a magnetic sensor in the print bed that prevents the bed from crashing into the nozzles. Moving the extruder carriage with the bed not in place may result in damage to the nozzles.
Never have your hands near the print bed when powering on the printer. In all your actions, keep in mind that most printers have no way to sense something like your hands are in the way of their motion and can pinch or crush you. Always be ready to hit the emergency stop button, whether that is a physical button or on a monitor screen.
Manually jog the extruder carriage to ensure that it can move in the X and Y axes, and that it can freely move up and down in the Z axes.
Now we are ready to prepare the filament and extruders. Turn on the extruder heater and let it heat up. The extruder nozzles are the most dangerous part of the 3D printer, since they can be quite hot, up to 260 degrees Celsius. Never touch the extruder hot end area with your fingers.
Check that the extruder nozzles are free from debris. Use pliers to gently remove any hardened plastic. Even if it looks like nothing is blocking, sometimes it's a good idea to extrude just a little and remove it to ensure nothing hardened or problematic is inside.
If you need to change the filament, you need to back out the plastic already in the extruder while it's hot. Reverse feed until the filament is clear. Change rolls, then feed in the new filament, always keeping hands away from the hot end. If you are unsure of this changeover procedure, always get your teacher's help.
Once you have checked the filament, you may need to double-check the extruder height. Printers have a variety of ways of doing this. Ask your teacher for the proper method of measuring and adjusting. Keep your hands away from the extruder at all times.
Once you are satisfied the printer is ready, initiate your print and monitor the 3D printer as the print is running. Never stick your hands into the printer while it runs, as there is risk of burns, physical injury, or electric shock.
If there is a problem at any time during the print, pause or cancel the print. Assess the problem and ask your teacher for help to evaluate the issue, and adjust controls as necessary.
When the print is finished, allow it to cool. Then it is time to remove the printed part. This can be tricky in many printers. Usually, you need to scrape the part off the printer to break it loose. If you are using a scraper, be very careful to scrape away from you at all times. Make sure your hands or body is not in the path of a suddenly loose scraper. It can let go or slip with no warning.
Dispose of any raft or support material. Recycle the plastic. Make sure the printer heaters are off and get it ready for the next print. Clean your workspace and put away any supplies properly.
We hope this video will help you safely use the 3D printer to fabricate your own objects. But remember, if you have any questions or doubts about the safe operation of any machine, be sure to ask your teacher before proceeding. Let's do a tool-safe review.
3D printers feature high heats and fast-moving components. Keep aware at all times of your workspace. Check your MSDS for the materials you are working with. Always run the printer in a well-ventilated area in case of fumes.
Make sure your printer is set up with proper Z height, level bed, and correct temperatures. Keep hands and body away from scraper direction when removing parts. Clean up your workspace.